Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Let us begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, strengthen and renew us this day with your gift of your grace and your presence in our hearts this day. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. With me today is Peter Claver Casassa, who's a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. This is the second part of my conversation with the summer seminarians at St. Joseph Cathedral. There were three of us, but one of them is quarantined, so he couldn't join us for the radio recordings. But what I wanted to do, Peter, as we begin this portion of our conversation, is to get your story of maybe how you came to know the Lord, but also come to understand the Lord's vocation. And you come from a long way on this journey. So first tell us, where is Peter Claver from?
Thank you. Thank you, Father Adam. And thank you so much to our dear listeners. Peter Claver, I was born and raised in Uganda, that is on the East African coast. The idea of loving the vocation to the priesthood started way back when I was little. My father and mother, they're both Catholics. My grandparents are Catholics, and my great-grandparents, they are still Catholics. And I happen to have lived with all of them. Right now, I still have my great-grandmother, who is 106 years old, and my grandparents who are still around 85 years old, and my parents in their 60s. So I grew up mostly with my great-grandparents and my grandparents because they live within the same neighborhood. So grew up with them, going to church with them every day. We used to take, offertory items to the parish. And I remember I had my little garden. I used to take, cabbages and carrots and, anything that I could grow as a, little boy growing up. Going to church every day as a little young Catholic boy, attending mass, daily masses and stuff like that. So that's how I grew up, loving my faith as a Catholic boy. Now, the issue of getting into, loving the vocation to the priesthood was because of the pastor by then who was at that parish. I used to see him, every day going into, the village neighborhoods, saying hello to the people, anointing the sick, riding his bike, every afternoon in his cassock, actually. And I liked him so much. So I wanted to be like him. So that's how the whole story started of me wanting to become a priest. And, I would share more about how that happened. But because of time, I will leave that to you. And if you want to know more about it,
well,
I'm more than willing to share it.
We'll flesh this out.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll
yes.
flesh this out.
Okay.
Now, you went into seminary in Uganda, is that right?
That is correct.
Was that a high school seminary?
I would say that is considered a preparatory seminary.
Okay.
That was when I was like 11 years old. And then after that, I went to a high school seminary when I was like, 15. That is a preparatory for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 15, at 15, then you go to the high school seminary for 4 years. And then after that, I had to go to do my philosophy for 3 years. And then I went to California for my theology.
So you did the preparatory high school and college seminary.
That is correct.
In Uganda.
That is correct.
And then you went to theology.
Yes,
in
California.
In LA, is that
in
right?
In California, that is correct.
At Camarillo is
in
a
Camarillo.
Seminary there in Los Angeles.
That is
Angeles.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm.
How'd you end up here in Columbus?
So I ended up in Columbus. Coming to United States, it was like moving away from grass to glass. Life was so sweet in USA. And when I came here, to be honest, I didn't feel like continuing with the priestly life or, pursuing the vocation to the priesthood. So I didn't want to go with that. So seeing all the opportunities here, I was like, let me put, this priesthood thing aside. Let me embark on something else. Like any other call, Christ will always call you, but it's one thing, you know, to pay attention to that call, and it's another thing, you know, to say, well, I hear you, but I don't want to take on that call. So that was the situation. So in 2009-2010, I didn't feel like, you know, continuing with the priesthood. Mm-hmm. So I got out of the seminary, started working. Now, I do have my cousin here in Columbus, so he used to come and visit me in L.A. So he used to see how much I used to spend in an apartment. He was like, that is a lot of money. That is almost mortgage in Ohio. You got to leave California, come to Columbus. So I used to visit him here. I like the place. So in 2010, I moved to Columbus, Ohio. But again, still, I had my faith to, you know, continue going to church. And, you know, down the road, God's call kept on, you know, knocking on my heart. And now here I am, back in the seminary. No turning back.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Peter Claver Casassa, who's a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. We're doing a couple-part conversations with the seminarians who are at the cathedral this summer. Peter Claver, so let's dive back a little bit to this priest who was so instrumental, so formative in your life growing up in Uganda. Mm. You know, what did he do to kind of inspire you?
One thing, I used to see him every morning. We used to go for Mass. Mm-hmm. First of all, my grandparents were church people, even up to this very day. So we used to go for Mass every single day in the morning before we went to the gardens. So then I used to see him in the evenings. We used to go down, you know, to go down to the fields to take the animals, to bring the animals back. And we used to see him, you know, going in the neighborhood, saying hello to the people, you know, in his cassock. So in my life growing up, seeing this man of God doing what he did kind of inspired me. And then he used to come also to our house, our home, and, you know, he used to say hello to my grandparents. He used to say hello to me. So we used to go in the garden. He used to, even he used to bless our gardens. Hmm. So seeing that, I loved it so much. And then probably when I was around 11 years old, he requested if I could go start staying at the rectory. So going to the rectory, he trained me how to serve Mass. He taught me all the different, you know, different things at the parish and in the church. The church boy, his muskets and stuff like that. He trained me how to serve Mass. Hmm. And the most important thing I used to enjoy is going out with him in different parish. We call them sub parishes, mm-hmm. Outstations of the parish. So he used to put me at the back of his motorcycle. I used to hold his muskets. So we used to go for funerals, weddings, anointing the sick, all different kind of things. So I liked him so much. I liked him so much. And evidently I was like, you know what? I want to be like this holy man of God. And that's how it started. And then one time when I shared my love for being a priest, he's like, okay, that is fine. So he took me to the preparatory seminary, and I did the interview. I was admitted, and that's how the whole journey started. Hmm. Yes.
Was it the bishop in Uganda who decided to send you to Los Angeles, or did you discern maybe a mission to the U.S.?
No, that was the Bishop of Kampala.
Okay.
This idea of bringing seminarians to the United States started way back, like in the 70s. Seminarians come to the United States, they study, mm-hmm. and, you know, they go back home. It was an idea that was started between the bishop of Uganda and the Bishop of California. That was Los Angeles Archdiocese. It started way back, even way before I was born.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. And that tradition is still going on even up to this very day. Yes.
And let me, you know, kind of talk about, there was a time where you left seminary.
Yes.
When you were out in California.
Yes.
I mean, how do you see that as the Lord guiding you? You know, like you maybe just you needed to taste a taste of the world. Is that what it was, or
I wouldn't say taste of the world. Maybe by that time, also, you know, being young, this didn't feel much for me. Like, I didn't feel the call to the priesthood as important by then.
Mm-hmm.
And then going out, you know, chasing, you know, worldly things, you know, money and getting job, and I wouldn't say living a reckless life, but I kind of like felt that I needed that, mm-hmm. to stay away from the seminary life, because I thought I hadn't, you know, had my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, in Africa in a seminary, come to United States, also seminary life, but also life here was a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little kind of like different, and I was like, this is what I need,
mm-hmm.
but I need it outside the seminary circles. So I chose to take that direction, which again, 10 years down the road, I was like, I think life is more than this.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it didn't make any meaning. It didn't make any sense. So having a few priests like, you know, Father Kelly right now, who is, I think, the vocation director at the Josephinum, we've been good friends for quite some time.
Yeah.
So I used to visit him. He used to talk to me. The late Monsignor Pendo, he used to be the pastor at St. Michael Church.
Mm-hmm.
He was very instrumental in my life during that time. So they kind of like talked to me. They were my spiritual fathers, even when I was out of the seminary.
Yeah.
So they made me, you know, get to understand this call to the priesthood and loving the church. And now here I am. So yes. I would say they thank did you. A lot for that. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Peter Claver. Peter Claver Casasso is seminarian of the Diocese of Columbus. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Until next time, peace and all good.